Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? Am I on? All right. Thank you. All right. So today we are going to finish up on our study of the Advent wreath. So the Advent wreath is circular because it reminds us that God's love never ends and that Jesus Christ gives us eternal life, which never ends. That's the round shape. And the evergreen is also for life, because green is the color of life. It's what we recognize in the world. When spring starts, what color is it? Green. And when they cut grass, I always say, I can smell green. Then we have the candles. Do we know what the candles are for? Hope, peace, joy, and love. That's right. So hope is something that Christians have, and it's one of the greatest gifts I think that God has ever given us, because many people who don't believe lose hope and get depressed or scared. So having hope is a wonderful thing. We know that God is with us and that there's always hope for a better tomorrow or a better moment. So we have the four candles for the 4 weeks of Advent. And then the candle in the middle, what is that called? Christ candle, very good. So we lit that on Christmas Eve as we celebrated the birth of Christ. So we do this every year to remind us of what Christ did for us. First, he had to leave heaven. Now, most of you guys, all of you guys, have already left home. Was it a little bit scary? Yeah, it's a little bit scary when you set off on your own. I always say when you graduate from high school, it's like stepping off a cliff. Because up to that point, you've always gone to school, and the same type of school, lived at home, gone to school. So you knew what that was like. You knew that road. But when you go away to college, you have no idea what it's like. So this is what many parts of your life coming up is going to be like, stepping off a cliff. And I want you to remember this wreath and these candles, because the actual light of the candles in the darkest days of winter, because you know now that we've past the solstice, it's getting lighter and lighter. The days are getting, daylight is getting longer and longer. So it's important to remember that that hope, peace, joy, and love is yours for the taking. Anytime you want it, you've got a whole family here who's ready to support you, whatever you want to do. So remember to reach out. You're in our prayers, and now let us pray. Lord, thank you for these young people who have come home, and we give praise for their intelligence and their courage and their strength. Lord, fill them with your hope, your peace, your joy, and your love. In Christ's name we give thanks. Amen.